99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good week, wasn't it, folks? Good morning, Nevadans. I'm John Potter. It's the All Local The Weekend. Any issues you have? We talk local here, but also national. Our lines are open, 775-884-9910. And taking calls in the order they're received from Carson City is Ace producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig.
Good morning, Mr. Potter. How are you this fine Saturday morning?
You probably got very little sleep, all excited about this
About doing
show.
Today's show? Yeah. Yeah. I don't lose sleep over this show.
You know what?
I'm not the main host, so I don't lose sleep over it.
I remember the first time we met, Craig said, "Nice to meet you." And I said, "Give it time." And I was right after all, wasn't I?
You were. No, just, yeah. People think I'm joking, but I'm just mean.
Okay, so I got to start with my dinner last night. My wife told me, you pick dinner. So I said pizza. And she said no. I said Mexican. She says no. I said, let's make spaghetti. She said no. And I finally said, what do you want? She goes, it's up to you. So
no.
It's, well, your marriage, man. So last night I made the best stew that I've ever made. My stew is beef, carrots, potatoes, kale, broccoli, and peas. And my wife put ketchup in it. She calls ketchup her red gravy. You don't put tomato smoothie, and that's what it is, folks. Tomato's a fruit, as I believe, right?
That is correct.
In an award-winning stew. She also puts steak sauce on the ribeye I grilled last week. Steak sauce. There's no hope for some people.
Some people use pickle relish.
Oh, my goodness. No, let's not go there. But, you know, she will tell you, I add salt to every meal. Every meat on my plate without tasting it. You know those people always add ketchup and mustard to their hot dogs? I always thought, and this is, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. There's going to be a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers grilled. I always thought about making a new condiment that was a mixture of ketchup and mustard. Nobody does that. Now, I would call it ketchtard or must up. I'm surprised that nobody has done that yet. But speaking of food, Juicy's Giant Burgers on Wells Avenue is closing. Yes, they are. We just lost Tommy's Grandstand. You know, now this. I still haven't gotten over Flaky Jake's closing in the 70s there on Prater. Where to now? Where do you go for a burger that'll give you good memories in the future? And while we're at it, where are the real bagels? I love the classic bagel, and I just realized because I bought them so much that I've gotten used to the supermarket bagels, and they are not real bagels. In order to get a true bagel, you need to get a water bagel, which is not baked, but it's boiled in water. And water bagels have no sugar. Grocery store bagels, which I just discovered this by reading the labels. By the way, real bagels have no labels. The store bagels have sugar in them and preservatives. And they're basically regular bread dough that they bake. That's why they're kind of hard and heavy and they leave your jaw muscles tired. How did we get used to that? A real bagel had just a thin, hard exterior. Inside, it's soft. And if you put any kind of grip on one, the cream cheese, it just oozes out. Comparing a supermarket bagel to a real one is like comparing the plate of pasta you get at Casale's to opening a can of spaghetti you get at the supermarket. It's true. Water bagels, what do they do it that way and sell them that way here in town? I'm originally from New York, but I left in the 70s. But we knew those were water bagels there because we actually saw them being boiled. The last place I went to here, I won't name it, but I asked how it was made, and they didn't know. They have them delivered by somebody else. A traditional bagel is better if you want to feel like a sandwich to put things in, like egg and cheese. So, thank you for listening to my deep-seated concerns about bagels here today. It's a local issue, at least.
And I found your ketchup mustard mix.
No kidding.
There's a company called Summer's Family, and they call it Must Catch.
Oh, Google Master, you've done it again. Well, okay.
It looks actually really good. It's, you know,
another million-dollar idea.
All right, down the drain. Sorry about that.
All right, in the news, debt limit, no progress. It's still stalled. The debt limit, Kevin McCarthy, of course, proposed cuts. That is the same cuts, by the way, that Democrat Senator Joe Manchin had wanted, and a work requirement reform that then-Senator Joe Biden voted for himself in the 1990s. So these are not off-the-wall foreign demands to Democrats, but the White House did not budge, which really should come as no surprise since the president, remember when this all started? A month ago, he said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans. He said this and that is a non-starter. Remember that? But you got to negotiate to get things done. But we'll figure it all out. We'll fix it later, right? Right? Can somebody answer or comment? What is the point of a debt ceiling when you're constantly going back to raise the debt and not pay it back? Why can't I do that with my credit cards? There's really no ceiling. It's imaginary. They just keep raising it. And it's very concerning to see our government handling money as bad as I do. Very disappointing. Scary, really. But I said this before. I think all politicians should be required to take a remedial economics class, even a basic high school economics class, which, well, unfortunately, there's no such thing as those anymore, which kind of ties into what I was saying. Was it last week or the week before that about how schools, anyway, I got an email on that, you know, the homemaker education, the phys ed, and you know, the extra courses that they used to have are gone. And we have no calls, right? No calls? Nobody on the line?
Not yet. Nope. You haven't ticked anybody off yet.
It's a mystery to me because I know this radio station has many, many listeners. I hear it a lot out there. So I think getting no calls could be one of two things. Either people out there are just enraptured, sitting around the radio and just captivated and mesmerized by every word I'm saying, or they're saying this guy sucks. I can't stand him. Maybe Channel 2 is right after all. Okay, so this email, this is from my talking about they don't take cash at Aces Stadium anymore. Okay, quote, John, did you know our national parks don't take U.S. currency cash at all either? Look into it. Oh, my God. Our national parks don't take U.S. currency.
Our own U.S. government doesn't take
currency. Well, I didn't double check this, but you know what? I didn't bother double checking it because I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds current, doesn't it? Yeah, 15, 10, even 5 years ago, I would be shocked to hear that. But I kind of knew it was true, so I didn't bother checking, which is sad.
Looking up at my Google hands going, National Park Service will only accept credit or debit card payments.
What the?
In Death Valley National Park starting June 1st.
That is outrageous.
Last year, the park collected $22,000 in cash, which cost over $40,000 to process.
See, you would figure they would be the last ones to take cash. It's the federal government. It's their money that they print next door.
They had to pay somebody to do it, which cost them $40,000 for only $22,000 in cash.
Okay, so that's the excuse the Aces are using. They decided, not officially, this is what I heard, they decided not to handle cash because it costs a lot of money to handle it. They have to count it, which I guess is a huge process, and they have to have a crew of people gathering the cash, counting it, and also there's the problem of people who work at the stands with the refreshments pocketing some of the cash. You know, they're one all by themselves in a booth there, and so... Even if it hasn't happened, they don't want it to happen.
And then you have the problem, because then with that amount of cash, you're not going to carry it yourself to the bank. Now you have to contract with a armored car service to come and pick it up.
Yeah, but still. And I was debating this with somebody who said, oh, I'm so glad it's just credit cards there and no cash. I'm so tired of standing behind grandma trying to get all her cash out of the... Listen, I stood behind a guy who his credit card would not work, put it in against her, take it out, put it in against her, and the line was getting so long, so people were giving up. Me, no, I'd never give up getting the beer, but it took a long time. And the lady at the refreshment stand kept apologizing. Oh, it's slow today. It's slow today. It's always that. It's slow today. The computers, they're, yeah. Anyway. Bring back cash. That's all I have to say. It's simple. It's easy. Come on. It's our U.S. currency. All right. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to go full bore into Memorial Day weekend. What's going on today? What's going on this weekend? I'm going to talk about what Blue Star and Gold Star families are. And at 9:30, we have a Gold Star family as my very, very special guests. In the meantime, 775-884 9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter. I'm glad you're with us here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News. Truth.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. This is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of fun will be had. Some ceremonies will be held. Cemeteries will be visited. Memories will be refreshed, and tears will be shed. And if I could, there's one aspect of this holiday I think should be a reminder. With the utmost respect to you and your Memorial Day weekend plans. We in America have three holidays that have some similarities, but they are not the same thing. One is Armed Forces Day, which I think was, just last Saturday, right? Okay. Armed Forces Day is when America celebrates its currently serving members of the military, active duty, Reserve Guard, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard. On Armed Forces Day, we thank the men and women who are currently serving. It's a day that doesn't get a lot of attention. We don't get the day off then, and the reason for that might be that people who are in the military tend to be young, not to have much political power. So nobody has really ever thought of, you know, let's go big for the guys in service, which is a shame. And it's funny how that goes. So Armed Forces Day is in May, and that's when we honor people who are in the military right now. We have another day in November on the 11th. That is called Veterans Day. On Armed Forces Day, even though you may have served in uniform 20 years ago, if you're not serving on Armed Forces Day, that's not your day, right? Armed Forces Day, it's people serving now. Veterans Day in November is for people who used to be in the military. It's not the day we honor our war dead. It's not the day we thank our military. That's not what Veterans Day is about. Veterans Day is about America saying to those who have served in the military and have been honorably discharged, thank you. We appreciate the service that you gave years ago on Veterans Day in November. Memorial Day in May is Monday, and it's when we honor those who died in war for us. Those who were in the military who died in war, that's what Memorial Day is for. It's not for honoring veterans. It's not for honoring those who currently serve. It's for honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. It's for honoring those who gave their lives that this nation might be free. And that's what it's all about. That's a story there. And I only mention this because it seems like sometimes I'll go to a Memorial Day service And it kind of ends up being a celebration of, you know, grandpa over there and this person and their veteran's hat and all the stuff they did back in Vietnam or whatever it was. And we love and we revere and respect their service. And they'll have a special day in November. But this is not that special day. Memorial Day is focused on those who died, not those who answered the call. Those who died. Originally that day, coming up on Monday, was called Decoration Day. It was about going out decorating graves, which they're doing in Fernley, by the way, right now. Yes, we're going to go out and decorate graves. If you go online and look at the pictures of the old mining towns in Nevada, you'll see the parades and the marches to the cemetery and the decorations they would bring, usually flowers or a wreath, in places like Goldfield and Tonopah. You would take your family around and visit the graves of your relatives, and you would tell your kids the stories of these people. Nowadays, you can still go around and sit by the graves of your loved ones, and on your phone, if you're on Ancestry.com or something, you can look them up and read about them and where they were and who knows what. But today, this weekend, Monday, have fun. Say a prayer. Thank them for what we have. Grill steaks, hot dogs, hamburgers, drive out to the mountains, do some camping, get out the kayak downtown. All the wonderful celebration of life things. Those are all decent and wonderful any day of the week. But on Monday, if you take time to pause and say that prayer or go to a cemetery, remember that day is to honor and cherish those who died for us. I know a couple of families in Nevada who have lost their sons or daughters in the global war on terror, and we have this tendency to think of when it's the military of a long time ago. You know, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. World War II and Korea are so far distant from the present that most people living now have no contact and didn't know anybody from it or whatever. Even some of these Vietnam folks, these are grandmas and grandpas who can be in their 70s right now or older. The lives most recently lost and most dearly cherished, I suspect, are from the war on terror. And in our Memorial Day celebration and commemoration, yes, I'm going to go visit the graves of the Civil War and the Vietnam War guys. But, you know, those families still grieving are from the global war on terror. Anyway, forgive me. I don't mean to be so somber, but if the day is designed to serve a specific purpose, let's be sure that we spend a couple of minutes on that specific purpose. And if you have the privilege of helping to plan or organize or speak or attend a Memorial Day ceremony, just be sure you're honoring those who died and their families. If there's a Gold Star family in your community, those people should always be royalty. But on Monday, of course, they should be at the center of your commemoration. The community's arms should be all around them. All right, I didn't mean to go so long with that, and I just hope it didn't come across as a lecture. Just know it's an important and sometimes misunderstood day. It's an important day, and it's another big reason why we are so thankful to live in America. And I am so honored to have in my studio Gold Star parents. Hello. How are you? Let me get my notes out to find out who you are. Oh, hold on. I got to turn your mic on, too. I got so carried away there. Let me see. All right, dear.
Okay.
Let's see. You're mic three. I like this open door policy we have here,
yeah,
you know?
This is wonderful.
Nobody brings a pizza, but it's still nice.
Next time.
All right. So you're headed to the parade in Virginia City, aren't you?
We are. Uh-huh. We have some friends who live up there and are involved with the VFW, and were actually instrumental in hanging Matthew's banner there along the street. And they had asked us if we'd come up as Gold Star families. We're actually going to be riding in a Humvee.
Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Okay. My name is Donna Axelson.
Hi, Donna. And that's your husband, sir? That's the microphone. If you ever say anything, feel free
to. Okay, my husband is here.
You're the talker then.
Yeah, I am. Usually he'll introduce me and say, my wife is the one. I'm a teacher, so I'm used to talking.
And I know you hate hearing this question, and I say this with all reverence and seriousness. Tell us your story about your family and your lost loved one.
Okay, well, Let me start.
This is, by the way, Donna and Corky Axelson, Gold Star parents.
So
Donna,
let me
tell
start
us
with okay. my parents. From what you were saying about previous war. So my dad was in the Navy 30 years. He was actually at Pearl Harbor on December 7th. He was on the USS Pennsylvania, which was in dry dock, so it wasn't a target. But he was there on December 7th. And my mother served in the Marine Corps.
No kidding.
During World War II.
What did she do?
So she was a recruiter in Portland, Maine, is where she was stationed. And my dad, before they were married, well, he was stationed in Key West, Florida, so they were further apart. But they were married in their uniforms Easter weekend in 1945. And then my brother, my brother served in Vietnam. My husband served in Vietnam.
Oh, you did, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Well, we're going to break for Fox News.
Okay.
So we'll gather my thoughts and your
and
thoughts.
We'll talk about
and I'll
our
gather
sentence.
My notes wherever
okay.
they are.
Perfect.
We're going to break for Fox News, but Donna and Corky, Gold Star parents, headed their way to Virginia City for the parade, and we'll talk about that parade, too, coming up. But your story and your loved one's story coming up next after we check Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local. It's called The Weekend every Saturday morning. A Blue Star family is one that has a service member serving in a time of war. You will see the small red-bordered Blue Star sign sometimes in the window of a home, and it can be more than one Blue Star if there are more members in the family serving. A Gold Star family has the honor that no one could ever want. A Gold Star family where the star is gold on that sign is one where a service member died while serving in a time of conflict. And that is Donna and Corky's story, Donna and Corky Axelson, who are headed to Virginia City today because they're going to be in the Memorial Day weekend parade as Gold Star parents. Look for them on a Humvee.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
so
what we're told.
Tell us about Matthew.
So Matthew,
your son.
We have two boys. Matthew is the youngest boy, and he grew up. He knew the history of our family serving the military, but he never indicated an interest really in serving until after college. After he graduated from college, he worked for a year, and he called us and he said, "Before I get on with my life, I want to give back to my country."
What was your reaction?
Pride. At that time, it was 2000, mm-hmm. so 9/11 hadn't happened yet. There were things going on in the world that, look, there are always things going on in the world that are a concern.
And you felt a lot of pride because your whole family has been involved with the military, even your mom.
Yeah.
The Marines. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we prayed for him. We supported him. He left for the service December 28th of 2000. Did boot camp back at Great Lakes, Illinois, which Corky's dad was in the Navy during World War II, did boot camp there. And then my dad did boot camp there. So that was kind of fun that both grandparents had already done boot camp there. And then he came out to Coronado, because if you're a SEAL, that's where you go. You always go to Coronado. And
for training? Or
Yep. All SEALs go through BUDS there. So BUDS stands for Basic Underwater Demolition SEALs. So they do phase one, which is basic, which is mostly physical training. U underwater is where they do a lot of work in the pool there, in the oceans, lots of water stuff. And D, there's an island off the coast of California where they go and blow up stuff for demolition.
They allow that off California?
They do. It's probably a private island owned by the Navy, but they do.
Okay.
So then Matthew deployed in March of 2005 to Afghanistan. And he was involved. If people have read the book, or seen the movie Lone Survivor.
Yes.
That would be Matthew's story. So it was a special.
That was Matt Damon, wasn't it? Or
it was Mark Wahlberg.
Mark, I always get those two mixed up.
He starred in that.
Right.
Ben Foster, who played Matthew, is also a name people might recognize.
And that situation in the movie was similar to what your son?
Yes, it was. Peter Berg, who acquired the rights to the book, did an excellent job. In fact, after we acquired the rights, he came and visited us to learn about Matthew, because he was
Matthew was involved in that specific situation?
Yes, that was.
Okay.
Yeah. So if people have seen the movie, they'll know his story. There were 20 special forces involved, 12 Navy SEALs and 8 Army Night Stalkers. There were 4 SEALs that were inserted to find a group of Taliban, and Matthew was part of those 4. So the name Lone Survivor is because one of those 4, Marcus Luttrell, survived. But the other 3, Michael Murphy, Danny Dietz, and Matthew, were killed on the mountain. So, and then the helicopter that went in to support them was shot down. So the 8 SEALs that were going as a quick response team and the 8 Night Stalkers who flew the helicopter were killed when the helicopter was shot down. So Operation Red Wings is considered the most highly decorated small team action in naval history because of the 20 men involved. The lieutenant on the ground in charge of those 4 men received the Congressional Medal of Honor. The other 3 men on the ground, Marcus, Danny, and Matthew, received the Navy Cross, which is the highest award the Navy can give. And then there were, for the other men that were killed, there were Bronze Stars, Commendation Medals, all kinds of other awards. So it is the most highly decorated small team action in naval history.
Donna, I really appreciate you telling me this because I know it's painful. And I ask these questions in all respect about Matthew, your lost loved one. How were you notified? How did the government treat you?
Oh, the government was wonderful. So because Matthew was married, he was 29 and 3 days when he was killed. But he was married. So the Navy notified his wife first, and she was at home. Once when they reported the group was lost contact. And so when we first were notified, he was just missing. They'd lost contact. And then they notified us. So 2 men in uniform walked up to the front door. It was interesting because it didn't cross my mind. When they came up to the front door, I said to them, "My son is in the Navy." They said, "We know." And then they said that they'd lost contact with him. So it was 10 days before they actually found his body.
Oh, that must have been nightmarish 10 days. Huh?
It was. Because Marcus Luttrell, who was a survivor, was recovered on July 2nd. And the other 2 men, Mike Murphy and Danny Dietz, who were killed, their bodies were found on July 4th. But Matthew had made it down the valley to the alternate extraction point. And so his body wasn't where Marcus thought it would be. So his body wasn't recovered until July 10th. So that was a long time where we were hopeful that he'd be found.
What's the experience been like being a Gold Star family, the community? How has it reacted? How do people react when they hear that you are?
So people are wonderful. And most people, when they meet us and they know the story, will say, "Sorry for your loss. Thank you for your sacrifice." A few years ago, when we met Charlie Daniels, who knew our story, he said, "Thank you for raising a patriot," which I think is a wonderful way to greet people who have lost a loved one.
Well, God bless you. I'm so glad you're going to be there up front and center at the Virginia City Parade today. You know, at this moment, they are placing flags on grave sites in Fernley. They do it every year. at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. The Memorial Day ceremony there is going to be on Monday, Memorial Day, 11 a.m. I think the governor's going to be there. Noon today, Virginia City, the Memorial Day Celebration of Heroes Parade, right on C Street, honoring the men and women of the military who paid the ultimate sacrifice. You know what? Gold Star families used to see the signs in the front doors and the windows that don't seem as visible, it seems, as before. When I was growing up, I remember those small star signs on the front doors or inside the front windows. Are they only displayed at times of war? I mean, I think it'd be a really good thing to have them out there full time to remind people.
We do have a Gold Star sticker on the back of our cars.
Okay.
We have a placard, like people who are disabled have a placard they can hang on the rearview mirror. We have one that says Surviving Family. We've found one place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. They have a parking place for Gold Star families. That's the only place we found that.
Nowhere in Nevada.
Nope. And one of the things that we're hoping we can get put down in Minden or Genoa, where we live, is a Gold Star memorial. Usually the Garden Club does that, but it represents, you know, Gold Star families.
Oh, you know, I know Genoa. They would do it.
That's where we live right now. So I need to go talk to, we saw one of these when we were traveling in Tennessee last summer and met the couple that were putting these around the state of Tennessee. So we're hoping to get a Gold Star memorial in Genoa or Minden.
Where does your son rest now?
He rests in Chico, California, is where he and his wife Cindy were going to reside. However, my mother, I just got permission for her to be buried in Arlington. So we're waiting for a date. So that would be exciting to have a family member in Arlington.
I am so glad you came by. Donna, Corky, anything you'd like to let the listeners know before you head out to Virginia City and ride the Humvee?
Just, so we listened to John when he was talking about the significance of Memorial Day. And definitely do remember on Monday that it's for those men and women who were killed in action.
Yeah, I had to say that. It just sticks in my craw that people mistake these things. I mean, they have specific purposes. It's not the time for, like I said, grandpa and the veteran's hat to talk about and, you know, honor and buy lunch for people currently serving, which is always a great thing to do. But let's not take the attention away from, this is your day. This is a Gold Star Family Day, Memorial Day, as it is for anybody else who lost someone in any war.
And, you know, a better way, happy Memorial Day doesn't quite do it, but enjoy Memorial Day because we're enjoying the freedoms.
We certainly are. And before you go, because we want to give them a plug, the fundraiser that you're involved in. Donna?
So every year, the last weekend in June, Matthew's birthday is June 25th, and Operation Red Wing's mission was June 27th and 28th of 2005. So it'll be 18 years next month. We do a golf tournament at the Genoa Lakes Golf Course that raises money for military charities.
And you raked it in last year, didn't you?
We did. And we donate the two main charities we donate to are the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, which any branch of service, if a special operator is killed, they pay all college tuition for all their children, no matter where they go. They never turn a child down. They can go to Harvard if they're accepted there. And then the other one is the SEAL Future Foundation, which help SEALs that are leaving the teams to readjust to civilian life.
You just Google the name of these two.
So if you look at MatthewAxelsonFoundation.org, and if you look at the golf tournament, it has the links to go to these different foundations that we donate to.
Okay, Matthew Axelson, AXELSON, foundation.org.
Yes.
All right. And Corky, maybe next.
I'm talking too much, I'm sure.
No, it's Donna did a great job. I appreciate you being here, you too. And I'm sure you'll get a great reception in Virginia City. And God bless you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yep. Oh, thanks.
Certainly. We'll keep tabs on each other, okay?
You bet.
All right. We'll be back. This is The Weekend. I'm John Potter on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk. Radio. 99.1. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter. Phone number is 775-884-9910. If you have nothing to say now, keep the phone number in mind because we have tickets to Caroline Ray, the comedian who's been on TV shows like Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. You know her, Hollywood Squares. Caroline Rhea. Caroline Rhea is performing at the Carson Nugget, 6 and 8 o'clock show. We're going to have tickets later on to give away. To that, also tickets, and this is a big deal, the Backcountry Festival, first ever local Backcountry Festival, amazing country music acts coming up, and it's coming up very soon. We're going to have guests from that.
It's coming actually up next weekend, Friday, Saturday, next and Sunday, and we have 4-day passes and 2 VIP passes to the festival.
All right, that will be done before 12 noon today, so you have to put up with me. Thank you, Craig. As I mentioned, the parade today, right now, they're still placing flags on grave sites in Fernley at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. The Memorial Day Cemetery there is Monday, Memorial Day, 11 a.m. In Virginia City today, starting at 10:30, the historic V&T Railroad takes riders to kick off their train season. And then at noon today at Virginia City, and Donna and Corky are headed out there right now, the Memorial Day Celebration of Heroes Parade. It's right on C Street, honoring the men and women of the military who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and that's Memorial Day weekend today. If you're driving anywhere, good news, NDOT has put a pause on local road construction from now to Tuesday. There are no lane closures on 580 between Villanova and Moana. That project is not going to be operating from now to Tuesday. Villanova to Moana, 580. Work suspended also on the Spaghetti Bowl, that express project they're doing, and on the Pyramid Highway between Queenway and Golden View. And at Tahoe, no lane closures at Route 28 and the Mount Rose Highway intersection repaving project that they have been doing. Checking accidents at the moment, we have a crash out in front of Bodine's in Carson City at Route 28 and Highway 50 at the moment. And also we have one at the Mount Rose Highway, and that's an injury accident, Mount Rose Highway and 580. But that happened at 7 o'clock. They should be wrapping up by now. It sounds like a bad injury accident over there. And this, you know, it kind of reminds me, this happened to me in California 2 weeks ago. Is it just me when you're driving around, when you're lost and you pull in somewhere to ask for directions like we used to, folks? Remember that? We used to pull over to the gas station, whatever, ask for directions. When you pull over and ask for directions and the hometown guy says, head south or you go east. Just tell me if I turn at the Chick-fil-A or go straight past the Target, Lewis and Clark. Oh, my gosh. I never know what's east or south. We do have a phone call. That's very nice. 775-884-9910. Let me flip on the screener, and we have Barb. Hey, Barb. Welcome to The Weekend. I'm John Potter. Good morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I do want to say, you know, wonderful things about what you've done about Memorial Day, but I really think it's something that needs to be expanded because there are hundreds and thousands of families who've lost people who came back from the war, especially Vietnam and probably other wars as well, who then, as a result of being in that war and fighting ended up losing their lives within a very short time. So there are people that bravely served the government, you know, served, you know, did their call to duty and that sort of thing. And then as a result of the war, lost their lives in a kind of an extended sort of way, not just being shot on the battlefield, but by the ramifications that came from having to go over and fight.
Yes, and like mentioned earlier, 3 days set aside for honoring those serving in the military and also those who passed away in the military and those who served in the past in the military. And it's great that we have these specific days with specific meanings so people like Gold Star families aren't in the background as we honor and celebrate the bravery and the sacrifices made. I appreciate you calling, Barb. Keep in touch, my friend. All right. Coming up is, I mentioned those tickets. Those are probably going to be next hour. But the Backcountry Festival, we'll start on those at about 10:30. An amazing big event. One of those things that, you should have told me about it earlier. You don't want to miss it. And that is coming up. We'll be back after Fox News. I'm John Potter. Phone number 775-884-9910. This is The Weekend, live and local every Saturday morning from 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.